Good morning once again, and welcome to Mornings for the Master, heard each weekday right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer. I am your host every Thursday here on Mornings for the Master. Each day has a different host and different courses of study. In our Thursday programs at this time, we are studying the book of James, and I hope that you'll stay with me for the next few minutes as we spend this time together in God's Word and getting our day going in the right directions. Remember, our programs are replayed in the evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and they are posted in the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or two. So be sure to avail yourself to these programs. Now, today, we are in James chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at verses 26 and 27 today as we consider the practice of pure religion. So let's get right into our study for today. James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. We should ask ourselves the question, what kind of religion do we have? You know, is our religion something that we only pull out in a time of crisis or an emergency? When we're up against the wall and backed into a corner, then we try to call upon God. Or is our religion one that is more everything is good as long as things are rolling smoothly? But when the least little bit of turmoil or disruption enters our life, then our faith is quickly pushed to the side. Or perhaps we only want to practice our faith when it's going in the direction we want it to go, when it's in agreement with us, not willing to make changes. But be certain of one thing. However you practice your faith, or lack thereof, is of no value unless it is pleasing and acceptable to our Father in heaven. Now James points out for us in our text today what makes up the pure and undefiled religion before God, that is, the type of faith that is pleasing to Him. And so we want to set out to make sure that our religion will be found acceptable to God. So let's consider some of the things that qualify as pure and undefiled religion. We can see these things in our text today. Certainly, first of all, our religion must be active. It cannot be passive. It cannot be dormant. It must be living and active. Our religion is something that we do. Notice what James said there, that we are to visit. That is something we do. Also, when we consider the context here, it is very clear that we must be active, we must be doers, we must be involved. We cannot be hearers only or just passive. Back up to verse 23 and notice what James said that we looked at last week. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The doer, the active participant, will be blessed. Now, this is not just coming from James. This is exactly what the Lord himself would teach. Recall the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. And look at what Jesus said in verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Again, we cannot just play the game. We must be active participants.